Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been programmed right into us. But what if we flip the whole idea on its head and let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, in our finances, in our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in all things, Minna.
So this week, we're right in the middle of April, and of course, the big event of the month is Tax Day, right? Nobody likes it, I'm pretty sure. Most people don't like it. So that, if you haven't filed taxes, for most people, I think certain states have some weird extensions, but for most people, you're too late. And the government don't treat you too well when you miss the date. So that's the unique thing with more or less US and Canada, the way they file taxes, the whole tax system, how you have tax attorneys, tax lawyers, tax accountants. Everything's about taxes. It's like a whole big industry. Where I grew up, I grew up in Hong Kong. And the tax there is actually a lot easier, a lot simpler. All they do is at the end of the year, you pay 16% on your employment taxes and you're done. On your paycheck, you make $1,000, you get paid $1,000. There's no withholdings, nothing. But of course, when you do that, you have to have the discipline of saving up that 16% so that at the end of the year, you have money to pay the government because they still go after you for taxes. But having said that, the stress that comes up as you go get to this deadline date, that can be overwhelming sometimes, especially if you... there's no withholding, and especially when every year you have to pay a big chunk of money out at this date, it could be a lot of stress. And I know that my dad was really good with budgeting and, you know, saving up for that, and they put in a certain amount of money for that. So his stress level is actually pretty good. But I know that some people are not so great. What's your experience in life?
Mine is a complete opposite. You know, I grew up with a modest family. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. You know, of course, she didn't make any money. All she had to worry about was cooking and cleaning. And my dad was a sole income guy, and he was a butcher. Back then, we called him a meat cutter. You know, that's what it was called. I don't know why, but butcher sounds, I don't know if that sounds any better or not. But he was a butcher in a Chinese barbecue place, out of all places, right in Chinatown. In Vancouver, right? And we immigrated from Hong Kong when I was 3 years old to move to Vancouver. And I remember, you know, we used to receive these checks every month. And
every month.
Yeah. And I thought it was sort of cool because my mom called them milk checks and it was free money. I never understood what it was, but apparently we were low income and it was subsidizing our family. I didn't even realize we're low income until I got older and I started comparing myself to my friends that got all the cool stuff that I didn't get.
But you don't get the milk money.
But you didn't get the milk money, right? I got the milk money. But anyways, you know, I noticed that, you know, we lived in Vancouver. Vancouver's in Canada. People don't know, not Vancouver, Washington, it's Vancouver, BC in Canada. And I have to tell you, a lot of people talk about Canada, it's great healthcare and all this and all that. Well, with all these great things that they claim they have, I'm not even going to go into healthcare. That's a topic for another day. They will tax you to death. If you think you're paying a lot of taxes in any state in US, California, New York, whatever it may be, Canada takes the cake, right? And they really take a lot of taxes out of your paychecks. So, you know, I have to say, you know, when tax time comes, we never pay taxes because we didn't make any money. My parents really depended on the tax refunds, you know, just to stay ahead, just to make ends meet.
But that's a once a year thing, right?
That is once a year thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Got the milk money every month.
And then what do you do with the tax refunds?
We bought stupid shit. I don't know if I can say that on TV, but we bought stupid things. You know, but usually, you know, a lot of times the school supplies, but I remember 1 year, my cousin got the Atari. I don't know if you guys even know what Atari is, but this is like back in 1976. Yeah, right. And I remember it was $150. This is back in 1976, right? And of course, my mom didn't want to feel like we're poor, so we spent our tax refund on that, which was, looking retrospect, it was stupid. But if we kept it, I'll be rich having an old Atari. But you know, that's another topic. Like I said, once another day. But, you know, once again, it's like we're comparing chasing the Joneses without knowing we're chasing Jones, even though we didn't have the money.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So I know we saw the other day on, I don't know what it is, on somewhere that IRS is paying out $23 billion less money in tax refunds this year, which is about 10% less than last year, what they paid out last year. And that is due to some tax changes. You'll find out later with me, Dr. Tim, this year that they eliminated certain tax credits, which also has something to do with those crazy pandemic-related stimulus payments. So Bankrate, last month, they published a survey. They asked people how important the tax refund is to their overall financial situation. And 43% said that the refunds are very important, while 32% said they were somewhat important. I don't know what that even means.
Important's important.
So 79% of women said that the tax refund was crucial to their financial health, while 71% of the men also held the same view. Now, as to when they asked them how they plan on using their tax refunds, 28% said the funds would be used to pay back some debt, 26% plan to pay the money into savings, and 13% expect to use it for day-to-day expenses. Now, I don't know how accurate that information is. I remember when those stimulus checks first came out, we went to the mall and there were long lines outside the Gucci and the LVs and, you know.
Large screen TVs. It was crazy.
But crazy times. But either way, taxes is probably one of the most stressful events of the year.
I agree. And I don't know if people caught what she said. It was $23 billion less this year. So that's a lot of money, right? That they're paying less, not paying more. And, you know, with the rising cost of living, you know, with all the higher utility bills we're seeing, you know, we're seeing more expensive food bills. We're seeing massive unexpected layoffs in the tech industry and getting less on your tax refund this year. You know, it really might make it really tough for some families out there to make ends meet, like my family growing up. And this brings us to this week's topic. Stress. And, you know, right after a short break and our quick biohacking tip, we'll be right back.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave X39. The world's first product ever to activate stem cells. A true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body, how you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Hey, this is Mina from Chronically Healthy Life. And as you can see, my cat's waiting for breakfast, so I'm going to make him something. No, I'm just kidding. So last time we talked about making yogurt at home. How does that work out for you? Let me know, because I want to know how yours turned out. But sit down, cat patches. There you go. So the next thing you can use your, your yogurt for is to make chia seed pudding. And you might have seen these chia seed pudding in fancy grocery stores or fancy coffee shops. It's actually really easy to make. All you need is yogurt, alternative milk. I use soy milk because we have homemade soy milk. And you can use oat milk or almond milk or whatever you like to use. And about a tablespoon of chia seeds, and that's all there is. So what you do is you use equal parts of yogurt that you made, hopefully. Put it in a bowl. And then soy milk, same amount as the yogurt. And then I use a quarter cup of the yogurt and a quarter cup of soy milk. So I would use somewhere around a tablespoon of chia seeds. So the chia seeds actually thickens out this whole mixture. So what you do is just mix it up. Okay, like that, see? And you let it sit for about half an hour so that it thickens and it's ready to eat. And so if you want to sweeten it, you can use a little bit of honey, maybe strawberry preserves or something, whatever you want to sweeten it. I usually eat it without sweeteners because we usually put our own homemade granola into it. And so that's for another episode. But for now, make your own cheese seed pudding, and I'll see you next time.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. We're excited to have Tracy Randolph, the Reset Coach, on the show with us later today. And she's going to share with us strategies to help busy, successful women find time to be healthier and happier. That's going to be exciting. But before we do that, let's talk about stress and how stress affects our lives.
So when you talk about stress, right, there is good stress and there is bad stress, right? Good stress is, for instance, when you work out, you stretch your muscles and you become stronger from it, right? Or if you do, like we did extended water fasting, we don't eat for 5 days. We talked about that in the last episode. You are stressing your body to use up and burn up your excess sugars inside your body and teaches your body to look for alternative forms of fuel, such as burning up the fat and eat up old cell parts that you can build new stem cells to rebuild you, making you stronger. So that's like a good stress. And you kind of need some stress in your life, otherwise there's no point, you know. But then there's also bad stress, right? The physical stress of being overweight, where your body has to work harder to do any kind of normal activities, even like going up and down the stairs or just walking around. And of course, there's also a lot of mental stress. And mental stress can come from a variety of places, right? It could be from worrying about your finances. It could be from family, big dramas. It could be from your work, from your boss, your coworkers, or even from like partners.
Me.
And of course, chronic stress is where you just constantly stressed out, and that is no good for you.
And, you know, let me tell you, stress, it's really a silent killer that no one even knows or thinks about. And when stress is uncontrolled, it becomes chronic stress. And I can't say the same about her, obviously, but your body's always in this fight or flight mode. And, you know, that brings me to a story back in our college days. You remember that? We paid for our own tuition, so we needed to hustle. And before going to school, Min and I, we delivered newspapers. And, you know, I don't even know if you guys know what newspapers are nowadays because everyone's reading everything online. But we delivered newspapers door to door. She'll be driving a little car, stop house to house. I run out, hop out, and deliver the newspaper to the, you know, to the house, right? And there's this one time I opened this gate to walk into the house to deliver a newspaper. And this big ass black dog comes charging out, you know, just barking and just chasing me. And, you know, I can tell you, I was literally in flight. I swear, I felt like I was flying. I was running so fast. Minutes got the car going already. Doors open. I jump in and, you know, off we go. But, you know, from that point on, you know, I did not want that to happen anymore. Minna's just driving. I'm outside the window. The window's open. I'm hanging outside. I'm just throwing the newspapers out at that point. and it was landing on the roof. It was landing on the door. It was hitting the window in the morning at 5, 6 a.m. And needless to say, you know, it was short-lived because we got complaints and we didn't deliver newspapers anymore. But, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have probably experienced something similar, like being chased by a big, scary dog. And of course, live to tell about it, right? You know, it's funny when you get to live and tell about it. But what if on that one particular moment, you run out of breath? You say, oh my God, I can't run anymore. My lungs are on fire. You have to stand, turn around, and you need to fight that big, scary dog. How would that feel for you? Well, that's what chronic stress feels like. Your heart rate is just beating like it's going to beat out your chest. Your adrenaline's pumping, and you are literally in fight and flight mode. That's chronic stress, man.
You mean I drove the getaway car?
You were the getaway driver.
Did not remember that part. And we have bad work ethics.
We're young. It was okay. It was okay.
You're much better now. But stress can cause all sorts of problems in your health, right? So if you want to be chronically healthy, you need to address your problem with chronic health. And stress, it will lower your immune system. It can disrupt your digestive system. It causes weight gain or weight loss, depending on your body. It messes with your sleep and messes with your productivity. It messes with your brain, so you get brain fog. It messes with your relationships. And worse, you lose control of a lot of things. And it can cause chronic inflammation in your body, which can lead to chronic diseases, such as diabetes, heart diseases, and even cancer. So, you know, chronically healthy, no chronic stress, no chronic inflammation, no chronic diseases. There you go.
And here are three simple strategies to manage stress, right? So have you ever had that feeling that someone just doesn't like the way you look, or just they're just out to get you? Like everyone's out to get you, right? And well, this is called negative thinking. You're always thinking about the very worst case scenario that's going to happen. And guess what? What the world brings about is what you think about, right? So the first strategy is to stop your stinking negative thinking. Wow, I got to say that while messing it up. And if something doesn't go your way, just accept it, learn from it, and realize all that means is something better is on its way for you, right? You know, Minna and I, we never believe in anything negative anymore. You know, there are reasons why bad things happen to good people. It's because it opens these new opportunities for better things to come, right? So we're always looking for the silver lining, you know, have an open heart, look for the good rather than the bad. And I can tell you that makes life a lot less stressful.
So shit happens. Take it, learn it from your failures, and turn that into success. But the reason why we came up with this topic, I gotta say, is because we watched a TV program by a really hot-looking guy called Chris Hemsworth. He plays Thor.
Yes, Thor, your so favorite actor.
So the show is called Limitless. I mean, I only saw that one episode. But he talks about how he has to deal with stress. And even someone like him, someone that's so successful, so good-looking, so, you know...
Actress,
okay. Yeah, I didn't say that. But actually, so successful in a career, even that, they still have negative thoughts. They still have doubts every day, and they have to deal with a lot of stress. So, you know, it's not stress that only affects like low-income people or just, you know, poor people or, you know, I don't know. It affects everybody. And no matter where you are, no matter whether you're successful or you're not, stress is in everybody's life. So if you feel stressful, you're not alone, because everybody is.
I agree. So what are some other strategies? We shared three strategies.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We only shared one.
So if you notice that you are stressed, you probably notice that your breathing is shallower. You go like, and your heart rate is racing. And you may feel like you need to yell at somebody or punch something. It's just you're just kind of losing control of yourself a little bit. So when that happens, try this breathing technique. It's called box breathing, and it's really, really simple. So here's what you do. You breathe in for 4 seconds, 4 counts, hold your breath for 4 counts, breathe out for 4 counts, and hold it for 4 counts. And you repeat that over and over for a few 5 to 10 times. It's super simple, but it is very effective. So what it does, it will slow down your breathing. It gets some oxygen into your body. And at the same time, this counting, the 1, 2, 3, 4s, that will reset your mind and drive those scary thoughts away. If you do box breathing just a few times, you will feel calmer and you will notice that you will get a lot more positive perspective on your situation.
I agree. And I just showed how easy it was.
I actually do that before I sleep. Sometimes I just can't shut down my brain. So I do that to shut down my brain so I can sleep.
And I do it before the show. The third and final technique that to cope with stress is mindful meditation. And there's lots and lots of research on the benefits of meditation to heal the body, to heal the mind, to heal the soul. You know, we're talking about simple meditation techniques that you can incorporate in your life. And, you know, I suggest you find time in your busy life to meditate at least once a day, either first thing in the morning or before you get to bed. And, you know, what do you do, Minna?
Well, actually, what I do is probably what you do. We have a PMF mat.
Yes.
We put it on a bed. So what we do is the whole PMF routine, the electromagnetic?
Pulse electromagnetic force therapy.
Okay, there you go. So that whole routine is 20 minutes. So I would set onto my my meditation app. It's a mindful meditation and set that to 20 minutes. So you will be sleeping on this mat, warmed up, do a meditation for 20 minutes. I do that in the middle of the day because I need a break from my work. So I should do that maybe somewhere 3 or 4 hours into my day, and I do that. And just 20 minutes, that will reset your mind, reset your body, and you feel like you're refreshed and ready to tackle another 4 hours of work.
So, you know, there are a lot of meditation apps out there. You know, there's Headspace. There, you know, just go onto the app store. I'm not going to advertise or, you know, tell people which one to get. But we do recommend that you know, best way is do it first thing in the morning or in the evening. And one of the great things about doing meditation before you sleep is it stops all the frenetic thinking that you've been stressed out throughout the day from all the work. And you're going to be just thinking about some fairy tale about some three little bears or whatever that meditation app's going to give you. And that's what you're going to dream about. You're going to have these little fairy tales. So, you know, we hope that you can incorporate these three simple hacks to manage stress and live a chronically healthy life. Coming after the short break, we're going to be interviewing Tracy Randolph, the Reset Coach. We'll see you there. Chronically Healthy Life Show. Let's welcome Tracy Randolph. She's one of the amazing, inspiring speakers and one of my friends that I met at the Becoming the Best You event in St. Louis a couple months ago. She's a mom. She's a breast cancer survivor. She's an international coach, Federation-trained certified health coach, a certified life coach, a personal trainer. She's a best-selling international author and speaker. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I am great, Andy. How are you? You made me sound so good.
You know, you're making me pale in comparison. You're making me look bad. And, you know, at the very end when you're flexing, oh, my God, look at your guns. I'm not going to do that on TV. That's crazy.
I love it. Thank you.
So, Tracy, I understand that you're a breast cancer survivor. Can you tell our viewers how that experience has changed your life and, you know, how that has inspired you to help others change their lives also?
Sure. Well, I think I was dealing with a lot of what you and Minna were just talking about, that stress. I was a corporate executive, quite stressed, a single mom, quite stressed and juggling those things, and got a breast cancer diagnosis. And from that experience, after I got through the, you know, the tears and the prayers and the frustration and the confusion behind it, I really realized that it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because before it happened, I was saying, I need a break. And I got my break in the form of breast cancer, but it led me to becoming a health coach, like really starting to geek out on, you know, health and how to stay healthy. And I just realized that I need to help other women leaders like myself who are doing the same thing that I was doing, just juggling, you know, the stress and the demands of life, to live healthy, to really stop and live healthy.
I love that. And it's sort of funny because we mentioned earlier what you think about, you bring about, and you say you wanted a break.
Yeah.
Well, you got your break. Yeah, and it was cancer, right? And for most people, that will probably put them spiraling in the other direction. And that inspired you to take back your health, beat cancer. And now you're inspired to help others too, to show them that it can be done. I think that is an amazing story. Thank you for sharing that, Tracy.
Thank you. And I, you know, I want to catch women before they get to the diagnosis, you know, because we can live healthy before we have to, right? Before we're forced.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is so true. You know, preventative health is so much more important than after the fact. So yes, I'm glad that you put that out there, because a lot of people say, well, what if you don't have cancer? Why do I need to be healthy? Well, you stay healthy so you don't get cancer, right?
Yeah. I was speaking with someone earlier, and I said, you know, I put this question out there, and I can't take the credit for it because I saw it from another coach. But the question was, are you healthy or are you just not sick?
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I think I'm going to steal that too.
You should. But that's what I thought. You know, I was just not sick. I thought I was healthy, right? Until I wasn't.
That is so true. And, you know, just going a little bit further on that, I just want to do a little bit deeper dive on that.
Sure.
Just because you look healthy on the outside doesn't mean you're healthy, right? And I'm sure you being a health coach and you diving in with some of these people that you train, because you're a personal trainer too. Some people can be rocking these, you know, six-pack abs and, you know, buns of steel and stuff like that, but they can literally be rotting inside without even knowing about it, right?
Yeah. And I always tell people, like, thin does not equate to healthy, you know, because in the United States in particular, right, you know, we impress upon people the importance of losing weight, but thin and healthy don't equal, right? I was thin all my life, but I got breast cancer because I wasn't eating properly and I wasn't exercising regularly and I wasn't thinking about how much water I was drinking and all those good things that we need to do, right, without going through a full list. But I wasn't doing any of those and I was stressed out, you know, like you guys talked about earlier. Right. So I was not healthy and things were happening inside that I, you know, didn't know about until I got the warning.
You know, I'm so happy that you got diagnosed early, got the right mindset, beat it, and here with us today.
Thanks.
Right. So I understand that you help successful, busy women find time to lead healthier lives. And I know sometimes life can get frenetic. It's like between your work life and your family life, depending on who's the one in the family doing all the house chores. They could be going home and they could be going home to do the shopping on the way home or taking care of the kids or the cooking or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're busy, you know, when you're in a corporate lifestyle, and especially with women, a lot of times you have so much more to live up to, you know, because just how the world is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us three strategies that can help busy women leaders live a healthier lifestyle while managing their crazy busy schedules?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I would say is consider yourself, right? Most women don't even stop to consider themselves. The second thing I would say is to add yourself to your schedule, right? You know, I would say be phonetic about putting yourself on your schedule. You have everything else, all those meetings. Well, make yourself a meeting. To do something healthy. And then I would say the last thing is start with the basics when it comes to health, like taking a walk, drinking more water, getting more sleep, and paying attention to what you're consuming. And I'm not just talking about the food. I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about, you know, the books, the television, you know, what you allow other people to say to you, and of course, the food.
I love that. So let's break that down a little bit. When you say consider yourself, can you go a little bit deeper dive? Mm-hmm. When you're telling people, well, consider yourself, what does that mean? So they can have a better idea.
Sure, sure. So oftentimes women, when they're, you know, running a business or working in corporate or, you know, school systems or wherever they are, and then they're also managing households, they don't stop to consider, you know, what they need. Mm. So that's what I mean by consider yourself. Really stop to understand what you need. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to what's happening to you on a daily basis. You know, pay attention to what you're doing, right? That could be damaging to your mind, body, and spirit, because, you know, health is an overall thing. And then once you start to consider that and pay attention and have the awareness, then you can really start to make the changes, like adding yourself to your schedule and then start the habits that are going to help to lead a healthy lifestyle.
Right. I love that, because basically, you know, a lot of people don't realize that you need to take care of yourself first before you can take care of others. So I love that you say you can consider yourself, because a lot of times it doesn't matter if you're a successful businesswoman or a successful business guy or just a regular guy. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we're we're just so much in trying to help others, trying to help your grandfather, your father, your mother. Well, if you're not healthy, you can't help anybody, right? So mm-hmm. I think considering yourself, that's important to consider your health, make sure you're finding time for yourselves. Mm-hmm. But I like your second one, is scheduling time for yourself. How does that look like for people?
Oh my gosh, it's so important, because you think about it, right? And I'll just use people that are working, for example, right? You have all these meetings and phone calls and all scheduled on your calendar. But when it comes to, you know, working out or eating properly or doing the meditation like you and Minna were talking about earlier, people don't mm-hmm. schedule those things in. And even fulfillment, Andy, right? Doing something that fills your heart with joy on a regular basis. Like, those things should be scheduled in. We should be, you know, fanatic about our schedules, time with your children, all of those things could be scheduled so that you don't forget about them, or you don't just allow them to pass by. Like, allow it to be a reminder on your calendar. Correct. And do it, you know?
That is so true. I find so many people, when they open up the calendar, I see all these blocks of white space, but then I say, oh, meeting here, blah, 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 yeah. Zoom call here. But like, there's all this white space and they just, oh, I'm so busy. Well, what's happened in between this white space, right? Yeah. If you put something else in there, like for us, we're trying to learn Spanish, right? You know, and Minna is so much better at scheduling Duolingo every day than me. It's like, I keep going up and then I'm dropping off because I don't practice enough, because, you know, she's the time management guru. I'm not so much, but I'm practicing. So even when I know what to do, you know, it is a lot of things that you need to change for your habits. But I totally agree. It's like, just schedule that time. You say you're going to spend time with your children, put it in your calendar. You see it in your calendar, the mind's going to see it. You're going to do it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have now, and this was after me working with a mindset coach, honestly. Right. But I put fulfillment on my calendar and I do it every day now. So 15 minutes a day, stop what I'm doing. Right. All the busyness that's happening. And I do something that, you know, fills my heart. It could be listening to a song. It could be meditation, whatever I feel like for that day. But I have that 15 minutes in there.
That's amazing. And that's 15 minutes to yourself doing what you love to do. Right. Yeah. I love that. I love that. And what was the third one again?
The third one was starting with the basics, right?
Okay.
In terms of drinking water, getting sleep, you know, maybe going outside and taking walks, but just to start very basic, right? And you know, I'm going to add a fourth one to this. And the reason why I'm
saying that would be great.
Starting with the basics is because I like to ask my clients, you know, how they operate. Mm-hmm. And if they know how they operate, right? But if you are a person who can do cold turkey, then that's the way you should do it. If you're a person who needs to take things in steps, then that's the way you should do it. Because in order for you to be successful in doing those habits that I mentioned, starting those basics, and then as you progress, you scale up, right? And you start to do other things,
yeah,
change your health. But if you know how you operate, you'll be able to implement all the basics and start there and be able to move forward.
I love that. And just hearing this third one about starting your basics, I just want to share a story with about you, actually. Okay. Yeah. So I'm not trying to embarrass you. You know, this is something I told you I was going to share when I met you at the show. So at the show, we have, you know, we go on stage, we talk a little bit about our story, which is great, you know, trying to inspire people. But then we have the breakout rooms, right? And of course, you know, I'm a health coach. I want to know what she knows. So going in to steal some notes. And she teaches this basic way to exercise. What song was that again, Tracy?
It was the Cupid Shuffle.
Yes. And that was mind-blowing. She has this song for dancing, and she's getting people to exercise to it. Everyone's getting up. Everyone's doing squats. And it was fun. Like, that made exercise fun. And I think that's great when you're talking about basics, because when people think about exercise, it sucks. Mm-hmm. No, seriously. Like, it's hard. You sweat. You know, you hurt after. But the way you taught it in that session, that was an aha moment for me, right? Like, I didn't steal your idea, you know.
You can.
I can dance. Remember, you saw me dance. And when you tell me you shuffle to the right, I was shuffling to the left. I think that was a brilliant idea. And she's the real deal. You know, she really does break things down to the basics for people to, you know, do it that's fun for them. And I think that's important, because when we're looking at making small changes, it's sort of like, well, you need to do this, 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 and this. And if it's too hard, no one's going to do it.
Yeah.
But if you start with the basics, and of course you make it fun like she does, it just makes things so much easier.
Thank you for that.
So I know that you have your own health and wellness show, which I'm happy to be a guest on soon. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, your health and wellness show? You know, where we can see it, when we can see it, you know, what's it all about?
Sure. So it's called The Whole Living Show, as you can see up here. And it really is about everything that affects your whole life. So I have people on, you know, business owners, coaches, consultants that come on, people share their story, you know, they add some things, some tips about, you know, how they manage their health, and then talk about the businesses that they're in. That affects whole life, really, because everything that we do affects our health as well. So that's what The Whole Living Show is really all about. So I can't wait for you to come on and share your story, for one, and then just share everything that you're doing.
I love it, because, you know, our shows line up so well together, because, you know, it's like you said, like, it's a whole life. It's just like how we talk about chronic healthy life, about all the different aspects. It's just not how you eat and how you exercise, but there's so much more going on. So I'd love the concept of your show. I can't wait to be on it. And what days was it on? Was it going to be on, and how do people see it?
Sure. It's on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can catch it on Facebook, on YouTube, and then also on the E360 TV network. You can just look for The Whole Living Show on both Facebook and YouTube. And actually, now you can also watch it on Instagram, because it's linked there as well.
I did not know that. You can link it to Instagram Live. That's cool.
Yeah. So
that is great. That's great. I can't wait to be on that show. So Tracy, you know, right in the very beginning, I told everyone, all your accolades, you got so many things going on. How do people reach out to you? And, you know, if they, you know, how do they work with you?
Sure. So the information that you have on the screen there is my website, my email, and my Facebook as well. So they can reach me any one of those places. We are always paying attention to what's happening on all of them and on all platforms. So feel free to reach out. And listen, if you are a busy mom, and I don't turn away men, I just want them to know that. However, you know, because I'm a woman, I do work with more women than men. But if you are a person who is looking to manage your busy life and incorporate health into that life, I would love, love, love to work with you to help you and support you and get you to where you want to be.
That is awesome. Can you quickly share your program? Because I know we have an awesome program that helps people change lives before we go on our next break.
Sure. So I have a 90-day program. It is full all out, 90 days of meal planning, 90 days of fitness plan. It comes with a grocery list, a weekly coaching calls to get the support and the accountability that you need. And also, I want to talk about the weekly calls for 1 minute, is because we do these calls so that you can pivot if you need to, because one way is not the best way for every individual. Right. So those calls are also made to do the pivot when it's necessary. And then we also do some virtual fitness as well for those who want to do it together, we do the virtual fitness. So it's fun, it's engaging, and you know, I'm looking to help you get transformation.
I love it. I love it. So everyone, remember to reach out to Tracy, you know, watch a show, you know, it's on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, you said, right? Yes. And you can watch on E360 TV. You can catch it on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you know, just all her information's right there. Don't go away yet. After this quick break, we're going to showcase a local community business. Stay tuned.
Hi, guys. I'm Noelle Gape, host of the Soul on Fire show. Join us every Wednesday at 3 Pacific Standard Time on the Vitality Channel here on E360 TV.
Hello. We are Mutts and Meows Rescue, a 501c3 nonprofit. Foster Base, No Kill Group. Mutts and Meows Rescue pulls dogs and cats from surrounding shelters in the greater Houston area. We even pick up dogs and cats abandoned on the streets. Mutts and Meows Rescue is foster-based and rely on your donations to keep rescuing. To know more about us, is to know more about our furry friends and help them find their forever homes. Come visit us at Mutts and Meows Rescue on Facebook today and decide how you can make a difference.
Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build out our community. And it's funny, you know, what you think about, you bring about. We're talking about taxes this week. And of course, this week we have Timothy Carter from Trust Fund Family Taxes. Timothy, welcome to our show. How are you? Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and what is your mission and how you are helping the community? Oh, you're muted, Timothy.
Hey, Andy, thank you for having me on the show. Yes, again, my name is Timothy Carter, the owner of Trust Fund Family Taxes. So basically, I got hired as a tax admin assistant last season by a local office, and she basically showed me all the ropes of filing a tax return. From there, she gave me the confidence that I could do it on my own just because it was accurate. And then I kind of just got approved by the IRS to start my own tax company. And so then now it's kind of just growing from my first season. So I specialize really just in, I'll say, accurate reporting, man, because there's a lot of people, they even turn tax returns in, and then it's not even what they actually gave somebody. There's some people who they have expenses and they're adding these expenses that they don't necessarily have. And then it comes back from the IRS that, you know, they're kind of catching up and it's over or underreported. So, you know, I ensure kind of just making sure that you're doing it the right way legally, and educating people, because that's really the best way, is just teaching people, because it's a lot of different ways that, you know, you can learn the system to use it in your advantage.
For sure, for sure. And like we talked earlier, you know, I know that the IRS, they change around some of the deductions allowable for this year, which can affect the refunds. So I think that's so important for someone to help figure out where are other areas that you can get to help with refunds, right?
Yes, that is the case. And one that you're referring to has to do with the child tax credit that was reduced.
That's the one, yes.
So that did make changes on some people's tax return who have children. So in that instance, there's not much you can do, and you know, in that regard, because they just minimize that. But you know, if you're a business owner or you're 1099, there's just a lot of different ways, man, that depending on your portfolio, that a good tax preparer can leverage it, because everybody's portfolio is going to be different. Some people may spend money in different areas. Mm-hmm. If you're a real estate investor, you have depreciation, a lot of different things that have to do with your housing that somebody is not in real estate, their tax portfolio won't reflect. So everybody definitely has their own way that they can leverage the system if, you know, if it allows. So
for sure, for sure. And from my understanding, the deadline was April 18th, which is 3 days ago. Can you tell people what happens if they haven't filed their taxes and did not file for extension?
Yeah, so what happens is that actually is the deadline to pay the IRS, or I should say file your tax return from the IRS without any penalties. So if you are a W-2 worker and you had taxes taken out, usually it's not as much of a consequence because, you know, the IRS is going to give you money. But then if you owe money, this now is where they capitalize a little bit more, and then the fees come if you don't file an extension, or if you file an extension and you don't even make the payment. So the extension just extends your payment to the IRS until October 16th, if I'm not mistaken. 15th is usually the day when it falls on a Sunday. So that Monday is the day that you actually have to pay. So if you file an extension, it's probably because you're just kind of, I wouldn't say procrastinating making your payment, but yeah, it just kind of gives you a little bit more time to make the payment of the taxes that you accumulated over the time. So, filing or the fees go further with every date that you kind of pass with the IRS.
That was what I was going to ask you. So if you didn't file for extension, you actually get penalized if you owe the money, right?
Yeah, and then it goes, they charge you another percentage further if you didn't file an extension, and it's don't know the exact date, but they give you like a little bit more time, and then it's like, okay, we're gonna give you another fee, and then you get a little bit more time, and then there's another fee. So yeah, it's you're definitely benefiting the IRS a little bit more if you don't file an extension and your taxes are just in there, because now it's more money. So then you're like losing in the end and in multiple ways, because you owe taxes and now you're getting fees on top of your taxes.
That's great. So one final question, actually two final questions, quick and sweet. First of all, can you help everyone in the US, because you know our viewers are watching literally around the world, because you know you're here in Houston with me. So do you just work in Texas, or can you help people outside of Texas too?
So I have the privilege of filing anywhere in the United States. So thank you for asking, because that is an important aspect of my business. It's virtual. So you can sign and review your tax return from your phone. I can file any form. So there's some people who are citizens of the United States, but they've been outside the country for 12 months. So you qualify for a certain exemption. I can do that. So I can file any form in any state. Yeah, man. Amendments, it can go a lot of different ways.
That's perfect. And the final question is, what's the best way to support you? How do people reach out to you?
Hey, best way to support me is using this email here, admin@trustfundfamilytaxes.com, or you can give me a call at 346-833-7674. The website is just to give you a little bit of content on preparing taxes, but the nitty and gritty is really just filing your tax return and then seeing how this company here can educate you and help your taxes.
Perfect. Thank you for being a guest on our show, Timothy. Don't go yet. When we come back, we're going to show you one simple step to help you build out your chronically healthy life. Hi there. I'm Andy.
And I'm Minna.
And we're the Foolish Couple. We created the TV program Chronically Healthy Life to give you tips and hints on how to get healthy and, of course, to live a vibrant life. But in reality, it takes more than an hour a week to really change your life around. We've been around doing this for many, many years now, doing health coaching and productivity training, and we really narrowed it down to what it takes to be successful. Now, if you're sick and you're tired of your current health situation and your current lifestyle, it takes about 30 to 90 days to really restart and renew your whole life. It takes 30 days to get your body back to a clean slate, like wiping the blackboard clean. We help you on a guided cleansing protocol. And then once you're clean, we give you a nourishing protocol for your body to heal itself. Now, our 90-day program, it takes it to the next level. We will help you reset your gut bacteria, improve your blood labs, strengthen your body and mind, regenerate your stem cells to promote healing, restoration, and rejuvenation, to turn back the hands of time, helping you implement lasting, healthier lifestyle changes.
And that's why we created the Chronically Healthy Life program, to help you recreate your life. It takes daily practice and accountability to get you to reach your personal goals and to redesign your life. If you're looking to learn to live healthy, to get mental clarity, to improve your health, to boost your immune system, to strengthen your body, to increase your productivity, and to look and feel younger, 10 to 20 years younger than your age, and to feel energetic and vibrant again, then we invite you to join our Chronically Healthy Life program. You get to choose whether you want to do the 30 or the 90-day program. Both are designed to keep you on track to your goals, get you mentally and physically healthy, and to help you achieve a long, healthy, wealthy, and happy life. So check us out at www.fokeracademy.com and sign up for our Chronically Healthy Life programs. Both programs have a 14-day risk-free guarantee, so if you don't like it, you get your money back. We are confident that you will love our program, so join us now at www.focalacademy.com. Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. So remember that to have a chronically healthy life, you must deal with your stress head-on. And remember, we show you three different ways to deal with your stress. And what we talk about today, and you know, try it out and put it in the comments on how you feel before and after.
Yeah, you know, those three techniques, simple, right? And anyone can do it.
I think the hardest one, to be honest, is to deal with your negative thoughts. It's sort of hard to say, oh, this sucks. Well, this is actually really good for you. You learn something from it. But that is a practice that you can try for yourself. And it gets easier as you go, as you learn to deal with it. The box breathing is amazing and it's very easy to do and anyone can do it.
And the meditation, you know, that is groundbreaking. If you do it, you will start noticing that everything just seems to be cheerier, right? You know,
cheerier.
I don't know. That's my Chinglish coming in. But anyways, before you laugh at me anymore, next week, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk with, not talk about him. He's a good friend of mine, and he was actually on our journey when we first started our health and wellness 10 years ago. So he's a special guest. His name is Joseph Arthur. So don't miss him. Come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch past episodes at watch.e360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. Also, we'd love to hear from you. So please give us your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. Rewatch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com. Hopefully we'll have the replay in a couple of days. And of course, our YouTube channel. And if there's any questions, email us at anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com.
See you next week.
See you then.